I'm Ann Cantrell. The item that I'm concerned about, the El Dorado Dog Park, has not changed. It's still showing $31,300 to be budgeted. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I know you've asked me to change that, and I have not.
I have some questions about this. The report states these upland oil funds are for infrastructure repairs and one-time infrastructure repairs, not ongoing projects. Can you explain how the El Dorado Dog Park qualifies under these rules?
I'll defer to you.
Okay.
Did you hear her whole question? I'm sorry.
I did not hear her whole question. No, I did not.
I'm asking how the El Dorado Dog Park qualifies under one-time, not ongoing projects.
Okay, I'll tell you, why don't you read off your questions, and what I'll do is I'll give you a call back, and I'll give you that information.
Well,
some of these questions are staff questions. Some are just my opinion as to what I think infrastructure is, and I think a park is infrastructure. Obviously, we disagree on that.
All right.
But go ahead and read off your questions. I told you I'd give you a call, and I'm sorry. I've been a little delayed in getting back to you.
I know you have.
Some things going on.
And I also, I addressed this to the whole committee, and so I think it would be all right for Mr. DeLong to answer, too, as chair.
Sure. I'll take a stab at it. I don't know all the details, so I want to be clear about that. But if your question is about infrastructure, and you're putting capital costs in to build something, I would consider that infrastructure. Now, whether or not this is an appropriate expense or not, the council office does have discretion, and it's in Mr. O'Donnell's district. But if it's a one-time expense, it's infrastructure. Now, on the other hand, if these funds are going to pay for a staff person to run a program, that's not infrastructure. That's an ongoing operating cost. So I don't know the details of the $35,000, but if it's to build a park or do a capital investment, that is one-time infrastructure, although you and I might disagree with the priority.
I'd also like to ask, does this have to be spent in the year that it's budgeted?
No, it does not. It can roll over.
That is correct.
It can roll
over. Mr. DeLong is correct, yes. Ms. Cantrell, let me cut you off just for a minute. I'm sorry. I apologize for doing that. But remember, the Parks and Rec Commission did put a beginning and end date on the time the Friends of the Dog Park would have to come forward with some funds to help construct the park. It'd actually be a cheaper way to get a park because we'd be doing it with some donations. And I believe they have about a year from this October. I believe they were given 2 years.
Yeah.
So this is not a forever thing for sure.
Yeah. I would like to make a suggestion that you take this to the council, and I had asked how you could do this. I'm assuming that you can make a motion that this be heard by the council, and that it be made the gift of $65,000 be predicated on whether the dog park people come up with the rest of the needed $300,000.
Well, I think that is the case. This money's going nowhere until such time as a viable financial plan is developed, worked through with the Parks and Rec staff, and the money is available and handed over to the city, I'm sure. There's no plan to spend this money until such time as the Friends of the Dog Park live up to the commitment that they've made, which is to raise, I don't know what the dollar amount it is, but it's a significant amount of money. This is going to be a real challenge for them to pull off.
So this is not going to start with a bare bones dog park, as was mentioned at one point, that the $65,000 would get them started with a bare book.
I think what you're seeing here is the $65,000 would go into infrastructure. It would go into helping probably to build the park, I assume, some type of, you know, digging or whatever they need to do, grading, et cetera. That's probably what it would be for. But you got to remember, when you go out and you go to, let's say we strike a deal, and I'll just throw, you know, a company out there, Petco, there's been no commitment or probably even a discussion with them at this point. I was using them as an example. Let's say they decided they wanted to contribute a good amount of money. What they want to see, too, is that the city's committed to the project, and they're going to ask for probably a city match of some sort. And that's the idea behind this money. But again, this money is going nowhere until such time as a plan is developed and the Friends of the Dog Park are ready to hand over a check to get the park up and running. And I believe they've committed to raising funds for the infrastructure. They've committed to raising funds, I believe it's for 3 years' worth of operating expenditures. So this is a big hurdle. Now, these are committed people. They're talented people. And I'm confident they can pull it off. But understand, this is still in the development stage. This is not a done deal until the money can be raised and a plan developed.
I understand why you weren't here last night, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
But I think if you could have heard the children begging for their park programs and their swimming pools and the nature center being decimated for their programs, maybe this money could be used in a better way.
Real quick, let me just... I appreciate your comments. Listen, I'm a teacher. I care about kids. I have my own kids. I know how important parks are. My own kids use the parks quite a bit, so I'm absolutely committed to strong parks programs. And this budget is not done. This is a work in progress. That's why we're here today. And you can be sure that I'll be looking all avenues to potentially fully fund the sports programs of the parks. They're very important, you know. Keeping kids busy after school is very important to me.
And if I can add to that, I agree with Councilmember O'Donnell, and we're going to have that conversation here in a few minutes and go through it. And you're right, we did hear from the community last night. It's very important to him. But, by the way, he couldn't use that money for that purpose, even if he wanted to, because that's not one-time infrastructure. He can't go use that to restore operating costs of a Parks and Rec program.
Well, I just heard you suggest that Council District 8 could use this money for their office expenses.
Well,
so then I thought maybe there was a little wiggle room.
And understand, Ms. Cantrell, I know you don't like the concept of a dog park, okay? But there are a lot of other people.
I don't like the location of the dog park.
Well, you know what I'd be happy to listen to is if you've got some ideas of another location, I'd be happy to have staff look at it.
Well, I gave all my ideas to Parks and Rec. I'll be glad to share them with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Next, please.
Thank you for giving me that moment to look it over. Diana LeJeans. I hear what you're saying about using, there are different funds, and I do understand that concept. I had that conversation today. However, I do know that I heard last night that they were putting an extra $1 million into a sidewalk fund. That was my understanding for the budget. So what I'm saying is
that's one of the mayor's recommendations, yes, for using one.
Right, exactly. And by the way, before I continue, I truly lost my father 7 years ago, and I definitely did change the way I presented things last night in respect to you. So I just want you to know that. The thing is, if they bring $1 million in for the sidewalks, you know, you're saying you can't use that fund. But if you take your money and, you know, that money and use that for sidewalks, then there's more money in the general fund. You know, it's just one of those things of, you know, transferring, using a different way. In other words, you're taking care of $65,000 worth of sidewalks, then that's $65,000 more the general fund has to, do you understand what I'm saying?
Let me just jump in real quick. What you would actually be doing is adding to the deficit next year, because you'd be adding $65,000 to recurring expenditures. when that $65,000 is only a one-time use of money. We don't want to add to the deficit next year.
Well, the way I explained it to Shade really quickly, okay, supposing you and I are married and I come home, I know that would be horrible.
I don't know right now.
Anyway, okay, so.
Keep bickering, you'll sound married. Go ahead.
So I come home and you have a new car fund, okay, and I have a food fund. And I say, you know, honey, I'm out of food. I don't have any food to feed the kids. I don't have any food to feed you tonight, dear.
I'll feed the kids.
I'm sure you would. and I say, well, gee, you know, can we have a little money from your fund, you know, your new car fund, because we really need a new car right now. I don't think that myself and the kids are going to understand when you say, no, I'm sorry. And, you know,
well,
that's my
new
car
fund. I wouldn't say that.
Well, okay, yeah, you probably wouldn't dare say that. Okay, they'd probably hang you. And that's what the city. These people, I mean, last night, I want you to watch these people. I really want you to watch last night's council meeting. We had a grown man down here crying because his son, you know, was losing his adaptive program. I mean, you'd have to have a heart of stone not to say, how can we make this work? What's really more important here? Putting money towards a dog park. And I'm not knocking the dog park concept totally. I'm just saying, are our priorities in the right place? Because here you have, you know, children. I mean, if you just listen to these people, you're going to find a way. Okay, and that's all I can say. And I'm just very concerned about. George Caption last night was talking about doing partnerships, and I think that's a great idea.
That's what this is.
Right.
This is a cheaper way to get a park.
I understand that, but if you're saying, because these people have promised that they would fund the whole thing, that they would take care of everything. I sent you 8-page timeline saying this is supposed to be privately funded. It's supposed to be privately funded. Okay, and then
hold on.
On
that point.
Yeah.
My understanding that the Parks and Rec Commission not too long ago, that their position was explained, and their position wasn't that it be totally privately funded. Their position was that it not become part of the Parks and Rec budget, so there's a recurring expenditures for the operating expenditures incurred from that new park. That's their fear, that they're getting a new park landed on them and it's going to cost them money. So what we're trying to do here is design a way to get a park cheaper and maintain it cheaper. We're not there yet, but we're trying.
Well, and I can understand that, but I'm saying, if you've got a group that can only raise $10,000 in 2 years, I don't think they're going to be able to do that huge amount.
Do they deserve a chance?
Well, they deserve a chance, but not with public funds. But not with public funds.
So your position, what you're saying is, no more new parks.
No.
No more park remodels until such time as they can be privately funded.
No, I'm not saying that.
That's a little radical.
I'm not saying that at all. In fact, I very much support the Willow Springs, you know, park, because Westside has such a dearth of park. But in this particular case, if you will read my timeline, and it's not my timeline, it's a timeline that is of quotes from the Rec Commission, from Livingston, from Chapchan, from you, from all the players that say over and over again. That
is this really about the dog park, or is it about marijuana collectives?
Oh, please.
Oh, let's not go there.
Please,
anyway.
It has nothing to do with that. Disrespectful, sir.
Well,
very disrespectful.
I didn't mean it to be.
Well, it was.
It's just a question I do have.
I think that was very disrespectful.
Okay. You two can just.
I've been really trying to be respectful in this whole thing, and it's
very
difficult. Well,
if you
feel it was
disrespectful, I'm sorry. Okay?
Thank
so,
you.
The whole point
Good
is,
summary.
This that's a totally different issue. And if you want to go there some other time.
Thank
not
you.
Today. Anyway, I'm trying to stick to the issues, and the issues are, it was promised to be, I mean, you take a look at that timeline, these people have promised it would be privately funded. Everybody else seems to understand it was supposed to be, and you've got, a situation where we've got other places it needs to go, and I'm just saying this.
I'm going to ask you to summary.
Yeah.
We got.
Yeah. Okay. But
thank you. Your point's well made and well taken.
Yeah, and I think it really needs to be reconsidered. I would like to see it go to council, and I would like to, you know, have the whole council make a decision on it. I think it's really outside of the parameters of what it was intended. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any additional public comment on this item? Is there a motion to receive and file?
I think we have one more comment.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me. Thank you.
Mary Matensa with Friends of El Dorado Dog Park. And we do realize the commitment that we have made to the Parks and Rec. We are totally aware of that. We've been waiting a long time, and what we committed to is an area that we needed, for one thing. We would invite everybody to our yappy hour, since we're so... And my other question is, if Patrick O'Donnell is getting addressed on something he's spending on that, there, we could go through the whole list of council people and what they're spending. So maybe you should take a look back over that list and look at it very good, because there's some things that I have questions about, too, and I'm not going to pull them out right here, but I have big questions about.
Their district or others?
Other districts.
Well, then we can talk about it now. Just kidding.
Please, don't make me do that.
Your point is well taken. I think I could look at this list and see some things that might not be my priorities.
Exactly.
But maybe their district is speaking to that council member and saying it is a priority.
Exactly. But my point is, if this is something in your district and you think it's important, there's other districts that we could take a look at, too.
I'm all for looking at other districts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But I just want to note that we did do a lot of street work and sidewalk work in the 4th District with that oil infrastructure money, and it was a good thing. And people are very happy with it.
Thank you.
Yes, and we've got some other money going to some other park projects. I don't hear complaints about that, so I do find this interesting.
Sir.
My name is Gaines Lyons. Okay. I'm not so much opposed to a dog park as the proposed location of the dog park. I don't believe that taxpayer dollars in an era when we're having to cut back on paramedics and essential city services, that taxpayer dollars should be used to create what amounts, in my mind, to an open-air dog kennel right next to the nature center within earshot of sensitive wildlife. And I just want to quote an article in the a brief passage in the August 1st press telegram. It was entitled, "Your ears can tell the difference when the habitat is damaged." It says, "If you listen to a damaged soundscape, the sense of desolation extends beyond mere silence. The community has been altered and organisms have been destroyed, lost their habitat, or been left to reestablish their places in the spectrum. As a result, some voices are gone entirely, while others aggressively compete to establish a place in the increasingly disjointed chorus." And this is the end of quote. This is what I fear the wildlife soundscape of El Dorado Park would be like if it were open to a chorus of barking dogs. The dog park is no more placed right next to the nature center than a boombox park in terms of the acoustics. So true friends of El Dorado Park would never attempt to compromise this park this way by placing a dog park right next to the nature center. We already have canines, but they are native, the coyotes. Putting domesticated dogs there is like an invasive species in terms of what the nature center was meant for. So I would strongly urge you to find some other place for the dog park. It's okay to have a dog park, but please not right next to the nature center.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just want to clarify, it is not right next to the nature center. It was never right next to the nature center. What we did was we moved it. There was an original site that staff had proposed. I think Jerry Shipsky came up with another site, which is, I think, might be the one we're looking at now. I believe it is. And it is across two streets and a couple pieces of grass that it would be located, the proposed location.
Okay.
But it's not. I understand that it does not abut the nature center. It is across, again, two streets and some patches of grass.
Right. Okay, well, that's, in terms of the environmental impact, and that's beyond my competence, but I do think it would need to let the experts determine what possible, like an environmental EIR, environmental impact report. I let the experts say what the impact would be, even if it's a further, as you said, I don't know if that's a significant difference or not. I'm not saying one way or the other, but I believe that we need an EIR, a report on this, because I'm very leery of putting that dog park anywhere near the nature center.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I understand that. I very much respect and admire the value of the nature center. I grew up going there as a kid. I've taken my own kids there many a times, so I don't want to do anything to harm the nature center for sure. But thank you for your comments, and move to approve.
Is there a second? Oh, excuse me. Any more public comment?
Actually, it's just a very quick question. I apologize. Bill Pearl with LongBeachReport.com. My address is on file. On the list, page 2 of 5, I can understand where the $500,000 comes from for each council district. It's $4.5 million divided by 9. That was a council vote in October of 11. But exactly what, from where does the $33,700 come from, which is described as discretionary supplemental funding for infrastructure needs? Is that oil revenue? Or
that was the Neighborhood Services Fund, Mr. Gross, I believe.
No,
or could you comment on that?
No, actually, it's not.
Well, let Mr.
Well, this is money in the public works budget for infrastructure.
Oh, the city manager's infrastructure.
Yes.
Fine. Got it. Thank you.